Good morning, Columbus Post Office. This is your branch president, Kenneth Hodge, coming to you with a message of let's get our act together and get back in the fight. Hey, listen, branch. We've got a unique opportunity here to right some wrongs and let me get back in my office and do the job that I know I can do. But I'm going to need your help while I do this. I just want to tell you, you got to look around. There's nothing that your current local president, Pitt McLemore, can do for you. Not because he don't want to. He's just not equipped to do what you need done. But I'm saying I'm that man, and I'm ready to go back in office. You know, as I look around and I see the brethren in the branch, I can make this happen. But I'm going to need help from my brothers, the brethren in the branch. So I need the brethren to come and help me. So when I appeal to the brethren, that's the male and female version of that word, please come out and support me. I have the skill set, the love for the union, and the overall genuine concern for the quality of your work life that you should be willing to support me as your local, as your branch president first. We'll get to the local president. Right now, I just need to get back in my office. Because if I'm allowed to do the job you elected me to do, then the choice for local president is going to be a very simple choice. There is no one there at this particular time that's going to dedicate the time and the work into advancing our union as I'm going to do, or as I've done in the past. I'm asking you to put aside all of your petty differences, and if you've got a real issue with my leadership or my ability to lead the union, then let's talk about it. I mean, if you've got some constructive criticism that's going to help me grow as a person, which will help the union grow as an entity, I'm open to that. But again, I'm not open to anybody thinking you're just going to come and have some slick talk with me and I'm supposed to accept it and let you leave. Conversation pretty much not going to go that way. But listen, you know I'm the best choice for branch president and eventually local president. Again, I can probably help you, not probably, I will be a greater asset to the Columbus branch once I am in Cincinnati as a local president. But for right now, let's all get together because we are losing valuable ground to the inadequate Columbus postal management, but we don't have the right leadership to attack or to respond. And I say attack, I mean contractually. We're not going to get crazy here. Contractually, we don't have that tenacity coming from the head office there. And as the leader goes, so goes the pack, or the speed of the pack. Well, I'm sure everybody knows that I'm going to try to lead with confidence, and we're going to continue to move forward. If you really want to see your union grow, then you got to come out and support me. Let's get this message to BIP that if you play with our branch long enough, it's time to leave our president alone and let him do the job we elected him to do. And if I'm given an opportunity, then you judge me on my ability to lead. Now, there's been some shiesty things going on in the past, but you know what? That milk is already spilt. Now, I will always tell you, and I will always remind you that BIP is not the person to lead this local. He may have been in the past, But I'm here to tell you, his time has come and gone, and I think he knows it, but he hangs on because of what we call apathy. People are used to him, but I promise you, one good year of Kenny Hodge as the local president, and you will understand what I mean when I say his time has come and gone. He no longer possesses the skill set that we need in today's new era union fight. We can be a lot more aggressive. We can hold management accountable for a heck of a lot more than you have ever seen them being held accountable for in the past. And why? Because if from the leadership position, it's not a big issue to them, then it's not going to be a big issue on levels below them. Well, I'm here to tell you, as your branch president and soon to be your local president, it is a major issue to me. And I promise you that if you allow me, if you will assist me in getting back at my office, you will be more than satisfied with the work that I will perform for you as your branch president. Pay no attention to the lies that you've heard about all these late grievances. You can believe that only if you truly want to. But if you've ever worked with me, either in the union, in management, or any other thing that I've been a part of, I think you would have to agree that I'm fairly confident and competent at what it is that I'm tasked to do. Now, again, I'm going to address this, and then we're going to keep this moving. Let's use my prior managerial experience as an asset to help us expedite union growth, rather than allowing those who don't want to see you advance use it as a deficit and hinder the union. Come on, I've got a skill set that most people coming to you don't have. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't my choice that it ended or it went the way it went, but here it is. And I'm here ready and willing and eager to serve Columbus Branch in Local 304. But I say to you and all my team building, the president that you have right now is in no way equipped for the fight that we need to fight. And you have to wake up and become active in your fight. Okay? And what I mean by that, I'll put this out to you, and you can make it rhetorical. What's the last thing your local president has done for you? Huh? And again, I don't care. You can go back to yesterday or the week before yesterday. And again, just keep it to yourself. But I'm willing to bet you that 98% of you will have nothing to add to that question, because he hasn't done anything for you, or the local hasn't produced anything for you. And again, the current local president, Bit McLemore, only takes pride in his job, and I'm sorry if most of the council members are going to get mad at me, it's because you rubber stamp most of his nonsense. And I'm sorry, and I really don't mean any disrespect, but I'm going to call it like I see it. You rubber stamp his nonsense without a whole lot of investigation or fact-finding on your own. You've been with him for X number of years. You're probably convinced that he's the best person for the job. I say to you, please don't be convinced, and open up your minds and just take a look at something different. The reason it is so important for your current president to keep me out of office, because he knows the work that I can do and I'm going to do, and he also knows if he stopped trying to harass or deter me from doing my job, he knows that to vote for local president will be a very easy decision for you to make, and that decision will be unanimously for Kenny Hodge, because I can go to work for you, and I will go to work for you. Hey, that's my message. I'm back from military leadership training. I'm going to have my postal rap session popping again in the morning, but I want to start the first one off with letting you know, listen, let's get rid of, and when I say get rid of, I mean let's voters vote your local president, current local president, Bit McLemore, out of office, and vote Kenny Hodge into office. But before we can do that, I need you to get supportive with me and help me send a letter to the national, or a message to the national, that, hey, the local president is taking an unusually weird or particularly rude stance against my branch president, and we'd like for him to be in office doing the job he's supposed to do. Hey, that's my message for you today, and I'm going to let you go home or end my message with just a little bit of that opening track.
Sure.